Become part of our community to build your social media habits with workouts. Increase your brand's presence and engagement. Go to wedosocialmedia.co.uk to register for 2 free social media workouts every Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. Facebook and 11:30 a.m. LinkedIn.
The Business Bunker Extra Show with Paul Andrews.
This is Paul Andrews reporting for the Business Bunker Extra Show from the Women in Business Big Show here at Longfield. We've just heard from Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who is the Federation of Small Business lead for Kent and Medway, who welcomed us to the show. And then we were opened by Kelly Tolhurst MP, MP for Rochester and Strood, and a great, great advocate for women in business. We've got a packed show lined up today. There's lots of exhibitors. There's loads of attendees coming along and some great talks. We're going to be recording interviews with people as the day unfolds. I'm now joined by 3 ladies here at the Women in Business Big Show. I'm joined by Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, who's the Chief Executive of Orchard Employment Law and lead for the Federation of Small Business Kent and Medway. I'm joined by the absolutely world-famous Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media, and MP for Rochester and Strood, Kelly Tolhurst, former small business minister and small business owner. Ladies, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Let me start with Kelly. Kelly, you opened the event for us today, which was brilliant. Just give us an insight into your feelings about business, especially women in business.
Well, I think what we've seen is during the pandemic, a growth actually of women looking at what else they can do. You know, some people have been working from home, they've had an opportunity to reassess things and think, actually, you know, I can do something on my own or follow a dream potentially. And COVID actually, in some cases, has given women the opportunity to do that. So I think there was a lot of good work happening prior to the pandemic with women. And it's really great to be here at an event today, which I'm seeing so many faces that I saw 2 years ago at the last big show. And it's so great that women are continuing. But I think one of the things that has been really staggering for me is that over this period, all the networks have continued. People have stuck together. Mm. People have still been using those networks, even though they've not been able to see each other face to face. So I think it's really positive, and women can do it. You know, we're
absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I have to say, this is my only political bit here. We really do miss you as small business minister. I mean that genuinely, because one of the problems with politicians is a lot of them don't have experience in the real world, and Kelly had a small business.
So many of them are disconnected to what is really going on, whereas with you, you were so connected to it all. So yeah, we do miss you, Kelly.
It was the best job.
Yeah, absolutely. And we could see how passionate you were about it and how much help you were to everyone. Turning to Gemma. Gemma, you opened the event today and you mentioned a bit about statistics.
Yeah, I found one statistic, because I know Paul likes a statistic. Yeah. And I also knew if I got the statistic wrong, you'd call me out on it. But according to one of the publications, women in business contribute $85 billion to the UK economy, which I think is absolutely amazing. You know, as a woman in business myself, I would like to say I contribute a small share to that.
Blimey, that's a lot of shoes, isn't it?
Have you seen my wardrobe, Paul? Come on.
Do you know, I'll give you a couple of stats as well, and that's an absolutely accurate stat. During 2020, 17% of new businesses in the UK were founded by women, across the UK. In Kent and Medway, it was 32%.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't even surprise me, because I think the Kent Women in Business community, it's really thriving and it's really supportive. Yeah. You know, thinking about this event today that Sian has put on, it's a community interest company. It's probably one of the cheapest and easiest events to do to get yourself out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right. Not just for women in business, but for all kinds of niches and different groups and just the small business community in general. Mm-hmm. Kent and Medway has a very powerful community. And you know that as much as anyone, Zoe, because you kind of do loads of stuff.
Because I'm a Medway girl, you want to say, really?
She's from Chatham.
Strood.
The thing, I mean, you do ZC Live, which is a fantastic annual event, you know, until all of this shenanigans started with pandemics and lockdowns and all the rest of it. but you stage annual events helping the business community, totally free of charge.
Yeah. And we used to do the Dead Sea Academies as well. We have like 100, 150 small businesses, women and, you know, women in business as well. Yeah. And it was brilliant and I miss it. And it's great to be back. I'm so glad that Sian's just gone out there and done this for us to really start getting back out there again. It really gives us the encouragement, the inspiration to just all get back out and start living our lives again.
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're all kind of keen to get back, and we're going to go to anything that anyone opens, as long as you can see another human being and not a screen for a little while. Ladies, thank you so much for joining the Business Bunker Extra Show. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we'll see you again soon.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye. Wow, I've just walked onto the stand of Human Decisions Career Coaching, and I've met Tina. Hello, Tina.
Hello there. Good to meet you today.
And you, are you enjoying the Women in Business Big Show?
Yes, I am actually. It's been a really enjoyable day so far. I've met some amazing people.
Fantastic. So, Human Decisions Career Coaching, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I support individuals who are in corporates, who are stuck, not quite sure what to do next, unsure and doubtful, and I help them move forward by changing their mindset and supporting them with skills that enable them to move forward.
Okay, so give me an example. Give me the type of, obviously you're not going to name names, although that could be interesting, but no. Give me the type of things that are fairly, I'm sure you do very different things, but is there a kind of pattern anywhere in there? Is there a kind of person that normally would come to you to need your help?
Yeah, the person is normally has sort of this internal story, basically, that they've got limited options going forward, or they're not sure they're capable of taking that next step up. And it's trying to move past those limiting beliefs.
Okay, so basically if people kind of got bogged down in their career, not really sure either where to go or whether they have sufficient wherewithal to go there. Yeah. Okay. So where do you start with talking about something like that? How do you go about this process?
I normally start with an exercise called the career path. And that is looking at how they got to where they are today. And quite often individuals then see patterns, actually strengths and capabilities they perhaps hadn't seen in that way before. And also put into perspective perhaps some of the things that have knocked them back over the years. And they realise it's just a small part of their career and not a large part. So it just gives them that basis to actually enable them to start thinking differently and move forward.
Sure. It's an interesting area, isn't it? With another hat on, I have a lot of experience in the employment market. And it is one of those strange things. I do a lot of public speaking as well, and especially in schools. And people go, how did you get to where you are? And you go, no, you don't want to know that, because it makes no sense whatsoever, because it's a ramble through hundreds of different types of jobs. But careers in general tend to be weird things, do they not?
I completely agree with you. And there is no perfect career. Real careers are often messy, up and down, sideways, down and up, periods of time out like I've had in mine. So there's no perfect career, but the trouble is we often compare ourselves to something we think should be perfect and it isn't.
Oh, you couldn't be more right if you tried. It's funny, isn't it? Especially talking to young people who they go, oh, I've got to pick the right career. And you go, but there is no such thing, because you don't know what's going to be happening in 10 years' time. You know, something that you think is a great business now might not even exist in 10 years' time. Something you've never thought of could be what everyone's needing to do. It's just, you know, because you've got this two dimensions, haven't you? You've got the person involved and their talents and abilities and behaviours and learning experiences. You've then got the markets, and the markets change really rapidly, especially these days, more rapidly than in the past.
Indeed. I mean, I've supported people in transition through, you know, the dot-com bubble bursting through the financial crash and now through COVID, and that just turns everything upside down. It turns CVs upside down, and like you say, you know, we're living longer, retiring longer, that actually, you know, there's that need to refresh, reframe what you do, perhaps retrain, and actually use your how in a different way, because the way we do things doesn't change, but where we do them does.
Have you come across a guy called Richard Nelson? He's got a double barrel name. I can't remember the other part. Yeah, he wrote a book. He's sadly passed away now. He wrote a book called What Colour Is Your Parachute?
Yes, I have read that one, yeah.
It's an interesting book. It was published each year afresh as a book. And many years ago, I read a first copy of the book, and there was one section in it that really stuck with me, which was his transferable skills, and what he maintained was that there are only three silos of transferable skills, which were skills with people, skills with things, and skills with data. And somewhere in that, you had a pattern that suited you. Have you come across that?
I haven't actually come across that, but I help people develop and understand their own career DNA. That's the way they do things, and that incorporates all those three things in different ways. And then when you understand what that is, that enables you to have a platform and then actually understand how everything actually feeds off of that, and then you can actually go forward with more confidence. And it's amazing when you see people actually realize what their career DNA is.
You've absolutely nailed it, Tino. It's right. It's career DNA, isn't it? And two people can do the same job, but from a completely different perspective. You know, so you could be an accountant and I could be an accountant, but we could have completely different reasons why we're accountants and completely different skill sets to develop from. I love that.
Yeah.
I do like that. And I don't know how you find this. Many years ago, I lived and worked in the United States. And in the United States, people have always spent more time, money and effort on personal development than we do in the UK. Do you find getting people to actually take notice of their careers a hard sell still?
Yeah, it is difficult. And I think there is a difference between here and the UK. But there's also that feeling here, I think, that you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
That actually I should do this on my own and not ask for help. And a lot of people see that as a weakness rather than as a strength, whereas in the US, I think they probably see it the other way around.
Yeah,
absolutely. And it is the other way around, isn't it? Because anybody at the top of their game has coaches and mentors and supporters. You know, the most skilled people in the world have coaches. So why, you know, you or I or, you know, somebody wallowing around at the bottom of a corporate shouldn't need help? I don't know.
Yeah, and everyone should ask for help
at
whatever stage they are in their career. And using the sporting analogy, you know, no one gets to the Olympics and wins a gold medal on their own.
Yeah.
They actually have support, bringing the right people to help them. And whether it's actually asking for help in your organisation, actually finding someone who can be a mentor for you, there's a whole range of things you can do to seek support, as well as using someone like me. But it's actually asking for that and actually accepting the feedback, and a lot of people don't want the feedback.
Absolutely fascinating subject, Tina. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to find out more about human decisions, career coaching, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is through my website, which is www.humandecisions.co.uk.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon at the Women in Business Show.
Thank you so much.
As I'm going to be.
Right, I've just met Nina. Is that right?
Hello, Paul. Yes, it's lovely to meet you.
Right, now, Nina is sat here with a sign that says EFT Tapping Tester. And I don't know what an EFT Tapping Tester is, so I'm hoping Nina is going to tell me.
I would love to tell you all about it, Paul. In fact, you can even try it out. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and tapping is actually how we do it. We tap on specific meridian points on the body as we are discussing emotional, mental or even physical issues.
Is that like acupuncture but without the spiky bits?
That's exactly right. The simplistic way of explaining it is it's acupuncture with your fingertips, but we blend it with psychology.
Okay.
So we can work out, or rather displace all the blockages that we have in our energy system. So let me rewind. What is a blockage in the system? Every experience, every thought pattern, every memory, even belief systems to some extent, we hold as pulses of energy in our body's meridian system. What is a meridian system, you may ask?
I was just about to ask that. I was, ladies, I was just about to say, what is a meridian system?
Again, simplistically.
I'm a very simple person. I'm a bear of very little brain, Nina.
We make a fine pair then, don't we? So in the same way as we have blood vessels that transport blood around the system, the body, we have energy systems that carry energy through the body. And this is also, the theory is, where we store our memories, experiences, belief systems, and so forth. So if we imagine they're stored as little pulses of light, the good experiences, the positive belief systems, enhance the flow of energy through the part of the body where they're stored. The not-so-great ones, however, block energy flowing through, and then that part becomes depleted and can become unhealthy in lots of different ways. So as we're tapping on specific meridian points, and they're on the face and the body, we are inputting kinetic energy literally into that meridian, and that disperses the block.
Okay.
So say anxiety and stress. These are pretty much everyone has experience of anxiety and stress.
Yeah, shall I tell you what's happening to me? Yeah, at the moment, yeah, I get these massive headaches every day caused by tension and stress because I grind my teeth.
Yes, okay, but this isn't a new issue. The grinding of the teeth has been there with you for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how old were you when it first came about?
Oh, a couple of years.
A couple of years, and what was happening in your life at that time?
Don't remember, to be honest. My life's a constant stream of stress.
Okay, so let's keep this simple.
Yeah.
You know, bearing in mind we don't have an hour to do this.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, I would be happy to if you want a full session. So let's test your current stress levels.
Yeah.
So let's use a scale of 0, where, oh, I'm not stressed at all, I'm totally relaxed, and 10, which is, oh my God, I am super stressed. If you were to just take a wild guess, where are you now?
9.
9, that's a very high level of stress.
Yep. HSBC, not that I'm saying anything. Puckers.
Okie dokie. So would you like to try doing your tapping on this?
Yeah, go on.
You may need to put your microphone down, I'm afraid.
Okay, can you hold my microphone? You need to stick it in our faces, otherwise it won't pick up our noise. I've now got a glamorous assistant doing this microphone in business, whilst Nina smashes me in the face.
Well, you'll be smashing yourself in the face.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought I was paying you to do it. I've got to do it myself. Okay.
You do, yes, it's also, I'm afraid. So I'm going to tap on certain parts of the body, and you are going to imitate.
Okay.
And I'll say a sentence, I feel so stressed.
So you're going to say...
I'm going to say a statement, and you will repeat that after me.
Right, okay.
And if it doesn't resonate with you, the words don't resonate with you, or if they don't feel right to you, or if there's a better word you would like to use, just let me know.
Okay.
If at any point you feel uncomfortable and you don't want to go any further, let me know. You are completely in charge of this session.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Okay, let's go.
Good. So we start by tapping on the karate chop point.
Yeah.
That's it.
So I need to describe what I'm doing. So I've got my hand, my left hand up, and I'm tapping the edge of my palm.
That's right. And if you repeat after me, please. Even though...
Even though...
I feel so stressed.
I feel so stressed...
Just acknowledging how stressed I feel.
Just acknowledging how stressed I feel.
I deeply and completely...
I deeply and completely...
Accept the whole of me.
Accept the whole of me.
How did that sound?
Great, there's a lot of me though.
Even though...
Even though...
I'm carrying so much stress.
even though I'm carrying so much stress.
It gives me a headache.
It gives me a headache.
Just accepting. This is how I feel.
This is how I feel.
At this moment. I deeply and completely... Accept the whole of me. Even though... I feel stressed.
I'm still stressed.
I still have a lot of stress in me. I am just stressed.
You're what?
I'm stressed too.
that's two of us.
I am talking about you. I'm not stressed at all.
Hey, you're fine. You're relaxed. Fine. Yeah. My glamorous assistant here is going to get stressed as well. Keep waving the microphone around.
That's fantastic.
I deeply and completely
accept the whole of me.
All of this stress that I'm carrying. It's tapping on the crown, please. That's it.
All of the stress that I'm carrying.
This stress. It's where the eyebrow points start. That's it. All of this stress. Side of the eye. Yep. The stress that I'm carrying under the nose.
Stress.
On the chin. All this stress. And there's, if you go down onto your chest, there's a point that's slightly tender.
Yeah.
That's it. Tap on that. This stress. All of this stress that I'm carrying.
Hold on a minute. She's winding me up now. Yeah. She's trying to say I'm a monkey, isn't she? Yeah.
This stress.
All of this stress.
Just accepting how stressed I am.
Just accepting the stress.
All this stress that I'm carrying. And exhale. How does that feel now? Because I can feel the energy just coming down a little bit.
I'm bruised. No, I'm not. Seriously, thank you for doing that with the microphone. No, seriously, it kind of takes your mind away, and I understand kind of what you're doing there, which is taking your mind off the stress. And
it's not about taking your mind off the stress at all. We're actually acknowledging that we're stressed, and we're looking at the stress. How many times do we suppress a feeling? Because, it's not the right feeling to have. And who made that decision about whether a feeling is right or wrong? A feeling is just a feeling. And all we're doing is acknowledging how stressed we are. That's all we've done so far.
Cool. That's really interesting and very therapeutic. And I actually do feel a lot calmer now than I did.
You were a 9 before.
Yeah.
In terms of your intensity. Now, after having done just the one round of tapping.
I would say between a 6 and a 7.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, seriously. And I'm not just saying that. Seriously, I do. I can actually feel... I have a lot of tension in my back and neck most of the time. And it actually feels a lot looser than it normally does instantly. Yeah.
I'm so glad. And there was literally just a single round of tapping. And it was a very generic round because I know we're in a public setting.
Yeah.
But if we were to do it in a private setting,
yeah,
and we could really drill down, because this stress has a core root, and that root goes a lot deeper, and we need to very gently work on each layer to get down to that root cause.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for doing that. If people want to find out more about EFT tapping, what's the best way to do that? Have you got a website?
I have a website, so just go along to www.shaktilight.com. That's shakti-light.com. And contact me, Nina Vergaitha, and I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that. I've just met Annette Rose. Annette is the author of The Feminine Protocol. Annette, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Now, we've got a copy of your book here, The Feminine Protocol, by Annette Rose, and it says here, Spiritual Anthropologist. Explain.
That's indeed. Yes, Spiritual anthropology is a new philosophy for the here and now. It goes beyond religion, it's in front of religion, and it's behind religion. It's everything. But before religion came into effect, this is what should have ruled the world, and religion's got in there instead. So this is a basic code of life. And
so it's a kind of, sorry to interrupt, it's a kind of philosophy, yeah?
Absolutely. It's a brand new philosophy, but it's very old, but it is for the here and now. Yeah. It's with everybody's life, no matter whether they're religious, whether they're non-religious. It's absolutely a thing for the here and now, which will pull us out of the mess that we're in as a human race.
Can you give me just, I mean, we haven't got a huge amount of time, so I'm sure there's a lot to it, and people need to read the book to find out more about it, but just give us an overview of the basics of spiritual anthropology.
Right, anthropology, as you're probably well aware, is going into the physicality of humans and where we've come from. I've gone into the spiritual aspect, the very heart, the very soul of who we are. I've spent 27 years doing this, and I have checked out everything, and what I write about, I have proved to be right. I have given reasons in the book as to why these reasons are correct, and read it especially for women, but funnily enough, it's men that have actually come forward and said this is amazing. In fact, I had a letter from a prisoner saying that somehow my books got into the prison, and I had a letter from him saying, your work is amazing, please don't stop what you're doing. And I'm actually now registered with the Ministry of Justice to actually go in and teach. I can tender for work and that sort of thing. I'm amazed, and it's amazing that this has happened. And it's a man that's done this. But I've worked with soldiers coming in from war, and nothing's been able to help them. I can deal with people in one session. I've stopped suicides. Right. Completing their work. I've stopped them from actually doing the deed because I've given them a reason which they couldn't find. And that's why people do things. That's why depression sets in. That's why they get manically depressed, because there's that answer. And they're usually very, very spiritual. They know there's something else out there, but they just, no one's telling them what needs to be heard. I can, because I've done the work.
Fantastic. So where can people get a book? Can they get a book from Amazon? Or?
Yes, they can. It can be bought on Amazon or through my website, thefeminineprotocol.org.
Fantastic. Annette, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I'm going to be fascinated to read the book. Do check the book out, The Feminine Protocol. And you can find it on the website, which is
thefeminineprotocol.org and Amazon.
Fantastic. Enjoy the rest of your day at the Women in Business show.
Thank you very much. I intend to. Thank you very much indeed.
So, I've just met Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hi. Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you.
And you. So, Fran, tell us what it is you do.
I am a kinesiologist.
That's easy for you to say.
So, let's...
What's a kinesiologist?
Kinesiologist.
A kinesiologist.
Kinesiologist.
Right, okay. Why don't you... I won't... Yeah, why don't you just tell us what that is?
Okay, so a kinesiologist is a therapist that can bring your health back into balance.
Right.
And this is done by connecting to your subconscious mind energetically to find out the answers from your body. And this is done through a muscle test.
Sorry, say that again.
Through a muscle test.
Okay, right.
So the body, the subconscious mind, can connect and express a binary reaction, so a yes or a no, a strong or a weak, right, to give a response to answers that I can impose with a muscle test.
Okay, let me make sure that I understand that. So basically, you can ask me a series of questions, and you can make an assessment based on my muscular response.
Absolutely. Well done.
Blimey.
So, and there's no point in me showing you a demonstration because unfortunately we're just talking here, aren't we? So, yeah. So yes. So we can get to the root of people's health issues by using a muscle to ask questions of the body. Right. And we can establish whether issues are relative to structural problems, nutritional problems, nutritional deficits, whether they're emotional issues, whether they're energetical issues, such as the meridian lines that a acupuncturist would use, but I don't use needles. Yep. And also whether they're perhaps are spiritual issues as well. Because right. sometimes the problems you have are related to something that you come that comes with you through your yeah. DNA, yeah. Through your ancestry. So they can be inherent within you, but not from you.
And can I ask, how did you get into this? I've never even heard of it.
Well, this is the problem, Paul. Not many people in this country are aware that kinesiology exists. If you ask an Australian, it's very mainstream over there, very, very mainstream. But it's in its infancy here, and it is the future of energy medicine.
Okay. So how long have you been practicing?
Okay, so I've been practicing for about 5 years now, and I've been slowly gaining more experience and learning more along the way, because it is a forever continual learning journey. And now I'm at a point where I can really, really help people with really, really deep rooted issues right down to cellular level. Right. But I need to get the word out there.
Right, okay.
So that's why I took the opportunity to have a word with you today.
Okay, cool. Well, it's a really great pleasure to meet you and to find out about something I've never heard of before. Tell me, kinesiology. It's like knees with pronouncing the K, isn't it? Yeah, kinesiology. Okay, got it. Fran, really great pleasure to meet you. Give us a shout for your website so people can look you up and find out a bit more about it.
It is www.equilibriumhealthkent.com.
Equilibriumhealthkent.com. Check it out. Have a look. Find out about kinesiology, because you can eat it, don't you? Fran, enjoy the rest of your day.
And you, Paul. Thank you.